Dominion Energy continues to move forward with their plans for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline project. With that in mind, they are holding meetings with local emergency planning councils in the counties the pipeline will cross. On May 18th, several Dominion Energy representatives met with the Pocahontas County Local Emergency Planning Committee to discuss their plans for construction and operation of the pipeline. Dominion Energy External Affairs Manager Carla Picard gave an overview of the construction phase of the project. It will be broken down into self-contained sections or spreads, with each spread having its own crew devoted to just that section of the overall project. Ben Waldron, an engineer for pipeline integrity, gave a detailed rundown of how the pipes are constructed and inspected. Once the pipeline is complete, he said operations are monitored around the clock via sensors that relay information back to the Dominion Energy Operations Center in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Periodically, they'll run a smart pig or inline inspection tool through the pipeline.
Dominion is going to be installing launchers and receivers all through the pipeline so that on a regular interval, every 7 years, as code required, we're going to be putting one of those tools through there. It's got some very neat technology. It uses very strong magnets, and it looks for any metal loss, deformities. It can really detect very accurately any metal loss.
The completed pipeline will also be physically inspected by walking the pipeline annually, as well as monthly helicopter inspections. Pocahontas County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Michael O'Brien asked how far apart the shutoff valves will be in the event that Dominion may need to shut down the flow of gas through a section of the pipeline. Phyllis Hinterer, Director of Area Operations, offered this response.
That's based on what the Code of Federal Regulations requires and the population density in the area. The longest distance would be 20 miles in between. It goes from there. In some instances, I think we have them 4 miles apart.
LEPC member John Lazoric asked how those valves operate.
They send data back to SCADA in Bridgeport constantly, and that's our gas control center. There are at least three people there 24/7. And of course, there's computers running in the background with all kinds of different parameters. If something goes out of whack or if something's trending that way, there are alarms. Most places there will at least be cellular communications and low Earth orbit satellite communications. And if it quits communicating, then that's an immediate response type situation.
Hinterer said if a problem is indicated, a signal would be sent to close the valve, stopping the flow of gas within 2 to 4 minutes. Waldron said that solar panels and a backup power source are usually installed at the valve locations, and the valves themselves are inspected on a regular basis. Billy Mercer is the safety lead for the ACP construction and has almost 40 years of experience in pipeline construction, including work on the Alaskan oil pipeline. He said each of the construction spreads could range from 15 to 125 miles and could employ as many as 700 to 800 people, depending on the size. They will do multiple spreads in a year.
Each spread is going to have its own site-specific safety plan because safety hazards for spread one may not be safety hazards on spread five. Terrain, area, whatever. This is the plan that governs their work.
Mercer said there will be a marked increase in traffic when construction comes to Pocahontas, so their site plans also include traffic control. Construction of the Pocahontas County section of the pipeline is expected to start sometime in 2018, with the bulk of the construction happening in 2019. Dominion Energy hopes to have the pipeline in service by late 2019. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.